Well, God morning to you, and welcome back to the God School. This on the internet can be found at thegodschool.com. I'm going to continue today, which we started last week, giving scriptural understanding to the words faith and righteousness. Just a little rehash from last week. When you encounter the words in the New Testament, faith, belief, they're the same words. And unfortunately, when Scripture was first translated into English, when they came across that word pisteo, or its derivatives, many times they translated the word believe or belief. That's not what the original language of Scripture tells us. It tells us the word pisteos, or its derivatives, and there are several of them. This word is, in the definition of the Greek language, it is an action based upon a belief, sustained by confidence. We cannot live without faith. Now, the important thing becomes the object of our faith. Since God graced me with a true gift to his church, that is, a people that belong to the Lord, my faith, the object of my faith, has been God's word, particularly God's promises. Am I saying that I am a recipient of all God's promises? In the flesh? Absolutely not. But in Christ, all the promises of God are yes, and in Christ, amen. That is no doubt. The Old Testament, those words translated trust, believe, and such, they were verbs. How do we act based upon a belief sustained by confidence in God's word? We speak it. With the heart, man believeth, Romans 10 says. With the mouth, declaration is made unto salvation. That is all that God has in store for the ones faithing in him. Now, to our little congregation, I know all of you know this. I'm trying to spread the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel of God to more people, because for almost 3,500 years since God gave Moses the law on Mount Sinai, God There has been a misunderstanding, a misuse, a opposition to God's gospel. You say, well, Don, they didn't preach the gospel in the Old Testament. Well, I think that when we read a little bit today, maybe the scripture might change your mind. We're going to work out of the book of Galatians today. Martin Luther said he was married to the book of Galatians. It was his great love of all the words of Scripture. It was and is the Declaration of Independence for Protestant Christians. To encourage them to continue a life of faith without the works of the law. I want to begin today. Well, we're going to go back to it. Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man, and I'm going to translate what I believe to be to give a better understanding to the original words that Paul wrote in this Galatian letter. Knowing that a man is not in right standing before God by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have faith in Jesus Christ. And I'd have you understand, as you begin to act on the promises of God, God puts Christ in you and puts you in Christ. So Paul says, even we have faith in Jesus Christ. That's a position we're in Jesus Christ, that we might have right standing before God by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh have right standing before God. You say, Don, where do you get that? This word, when again, to repeat from last week, if you weren't with us, the word just, justified, justifying, right, righteousness, righteousifying, they're all in the Greek dike words, and the best picture I can give for a definition of this word righteousness or rightness or justified, because they're all the same word, folks, in the Greek with their derivatives, is right standing before God, that we might have right standing before God by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be or have right standing with God. But if, while we seek to have right standing before God by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. understanding of this Christian journey, of this journey of faith, is that when we begin to operate in the faith given to us as a gift by God, we become dual creations. The old man, this old man, the old man whose voice you're hearing, and the new man, by God's Spirit, is delivering these words, is a new creation in Christ Jesus. Paul goes on to say, "For if I build again the things which I destroyed," and Paul has attempted to destroy the law being a means of salvation, "I make myself a transgressor. For though I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And for all the ones faithing in God's word. Listen to this. "I frustrate not the grace, the unmerited favor of God, for if right standing before God came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain," and no, he's not. I want to just take a little side road for a minute. So I would have you know, that when I teach, I attempt to deliver the Word of God as close to the original, which God has preserved in spite of all man's attempt to pervert it. I use several helps, Greek translations, several Bible translations. I have one Bible that has, 39 different translations of Scripture. And there are a multitude of others that I give. But I just want to make a point. A Bible I use is the Amplified Bible, and we're going to use it a little later on today. But something just came to me that I wanted to show you how sincere, educated, honest translators mess up the Scriptures. I want to read from the Amplified Bible, the 20th verse of the second chapter of Galatians. So this is the Amplified. I have been crucified with Christ. They amplify, in him I have shared his crucifixion. They go on, it is no longer I who live, but Christ, the Messiah, lives in me. Now listen close. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in, by adherence to, by reliance on, by complete trust in the Son of God. Do you hear the difference? And this is how often a word here, a word there can misdirect our journey with God. Look, I'm just a small man, nothing. But I love the Word, and I study the Word, and by God's grace, I deliver His Word to you as honestly, as truthfully, as sincerely as I can. And the Amplified is just one example of the multitude wherein they put the emphasis on what we're doing to God. They say, I live by faith in. No, we live by the faith of Jesus Christ. When we begin to generate faith, the object of which is God's word and his promises, God adds the faith of Christ. And Christ had no doubt, Romans 3:22 in Semitic language says, even the righteousness, the right standing before God, before of God, which is by, the Semitic language would tell you, which is by the amen of Jesus Christ. And I've told you time and time and time again, it's not so be it. It is no doubt. Jesus had no doubt in the promise of God. If he did what he did, that God would raise him up. But he had to die. And after that, he received, and the promise of God was manifested in that God raised Jesus on the third day. The amen of Jesus Christ. Let's go on. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who's put the evil eye on you? That ye should not obey the truth, that ye should not be persuaded. It's another faith word. By the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? I hope that the teaching here at the God School about faith has caused the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, to dwell in you. Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect in the flesh? Well, over 40 years I've been in this word, and I'll tell you right now, my flesh still isn't perfect. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If so, be yet in vain? He, therefore, that ministers to you the Spirit by the hearing of faith and worketh miracles among you. Well, you know, I don't know why they put that word in there, because the correct translation, who worketh, who energizes power in you, doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham faithed God, and it was accounted to him for right standing before God. Now, King James has a marginal note which says, and it was accounted. The marginal note says it was imputed. The word is logisomai. It has to do with speaking. It has to do with God speaking. To Abraham, that because of his faith and because God saw the faith of Christ down the road, God said to Abraham, you have right standing before me. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would give right standing to the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. That word has to do with a state of being. And that state of being, whether we, and we won't see it until God sanctifies us holy over there, the state of being that the faith, that our faith and the faith of Jesus Christ has put us in right standing before God. It's a positional word. It's a state of being. So then they which be of faith are blessed that have that state of being with faithful Abraham. For as many, listen close. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things the whole law which are written in the book of the law to do them, but that no man has right standing before God by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the ones with right standing before God shall live by faith. Now that phrase is mentioned three times in the New Testament, in Romans 1:17, here in Galatians 3:11 and Hebrews 10:38. When God repeats himself, pay attention. And the law is not of faith, King James, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. You know, When I read that, I couldn't grasp the whole meaning, so I went to several different translations. And the Amplified Bible, which I said we would use again, comes up with this translation. This is from the Amplified Version. But the law does not rest on faith, does not require faith, has nothing to do with faith, for it is itself, for itself says, he who does them, the things prescribed by the law, shall live by them, not by faith. And they're quoting there, Paul's quoting there, Leviticus 18:5. As Paul did, I want to put forever to death that the works of the law do not get you right standing before God, our Father. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. See if I can expound on this verse, and then we'll close. Christ has redeemed us. He paid the price necessary to remove our condition under the curse of the law, being made a curse, King James says, for us, no, over us. The guillotine, that which we deserved, the blade was coming down, and Christ stepped in, and it fell on him that we might be removed from the curse. He let it fall on him. The sins of the whole world were laid on Christ. That's why in the 52nd chapter of Isaiah says, it says that, you know, he didn't even look human. That it in the 53rd chapter it says, bad translation, and we as it were hid our faces. No, God hid our faces from looking on Christ, and the result of having all the sin of the whole world laid upon him that the blessing, again, that spoken word of God that gives us a state of being, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I just want to go to one last verse. Ezekiel chapter 11. God says, and I will give them 11:19, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart of their flesh, take out. Of their flesh, and will give them an heart of flesh, that is, one that can be touched, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God. God is looking for faith, and he gives all that's required for right standing before him by his grace, through the power of the gospel, the good news of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the God School for today.